This episode of On the Record is brought to you by AgriSolutions. I'm Associate Editor Ben Thorpe. Welcome to On the Record. Here's a look at what's currently impacting the ag equipment industry. Rising interest rates have become a leading reason for growers to not buy farm equipment, according to the latest update to Purdue's Ag Economy Barometer. In the April update, one-third of farmers said rising interest rates was the primary reason that now is a bad time to make large investments like farm machinery and new construction. The increasing prices of farm machinery was the second most selected option at 32%, which was down from 45% in the previous update. Overall, over 70% of surveyed farmers said now is a bad time to make large investments in their farming operation. When responding to the open-ended comment question posted at the end of the survey, multiple respondents voiced concerns about the banking sector's problems and its potential to hurt the economy, which likely also weighed on producer sentiment, according to the report. The Farm Capital Investment Index was down slightly in the latest update to the barometer to a reading of 42 versus 43 in the previous update, its third month in a row of little change. This week's dealers on the move are B&K Power Equipment, United Ag and Turf, Redline Equipment, and Kenfeld Group. Single-store Massey Ferguson dealer B&K Power Equipment in Marengo, Illinois, announced it would permanently close on March 21st. John Deere dealer United Ag and Turf announced on March 28th its acquisition of Lawson Implement Co., which had locations in Hamilton and Goldthwaite, Texas. On March 28th, Case IH dealer Redline Equipment broke ground on a new facility at its Logansport, Indiana location. And John Deere dealer Kenfeld Group opened its ninth location in Fort Wayne, Indiana on March 30th. Now here's Noah Newman with the latest from the Technology Corner.
Thank you very much, Ben. Just got back from Austin, Texas, where John Deere showcased some of its newest precision technology at the company's brand new demonstration farm. It was a windy day out there, but we saw a lot of great stuff. Let's check out some of the things we saw, including this autonomous tractor. Check it out, Autonomy in Action. Senior Product Manager Joe Leifer from his phone starting an autonomous 8410R tractor with a 2430 chisel plow attached. Then elsewhere in the field, See & Spray Ultimate was on display. Designed by Blue River Technology, there are 36 cameras across the 120-foot boom. Here it is, moving at the max speed of 12 miles per hour. And we also got our first look at a new planter performance upgrade called Furrow Vision. It mounts on row units and brings the eyes of the grower into the furrow. Jesse Hacker shows us how it works.
What you see here is our Furrow Vision product. It's made up of camera lights, and you can see there that green part is a laser. And what we're doing right now with Furrow Vision is we're using those components to be able to identify depth. And so if you look over here, this is what Furrow Vision looks like in the cab today. You can get a live video feed of this through our Connect Mobile platform. On the Gen 4 display, you can see depth, and it takes a little bit of time to adjust because of some of the filtering things that are going on right now. But what you'll see here in a little bit is that the depth changed, and it turned red because my target depth was 2 inches. So for the customer's standpoint here, not only do they get eyes into the furrow and look, but the first measurement that we're doing with that technology is to give them an indication of depth. So that they have a little bit of an idea of, do I need to get out of the cab and make adjustments on the machine.
Furrow Vision, currently not available. It is in the field with customers doing some validation testing, and Jesse tells us they are targeting 2024 for a limited release. In the Technology Corner, I'm Noah Newman. Back to you, Ben.
USDA's Prospective Plantings Report, which was released on March 31st, forecast increases in both planted corn and soybean acreages for 2023. Corn planted for all purposes in 2023 is estimated at 92 million acres, up 4% or 3.4 million acres from 2022. Year over year, planted corn acreage is expected to be up or unchanged in 40 of the 48 estimating states. This year's forecasts represent a 1.35 decrease from the 93.3 million acres planted in 2021. Soybean planted acreage for 2023 is estimated at 87.5 million acres, up slightly from last year. Compared with 2022, soybean planted acreage is up or unchanged in 15 of the 29 estimating states. 2023's forecast represents a 0.35% increase from the 87.2 million acres planted in 2021. USDA's grain stocks report, also released March 31st, reported year-over-year decreases in corn and soybean stocks versus 2022. Corn stocks in all positions, both on and off farms, on March 1st totaled 7.4 billion bushels, down 5% from March 1st of last year. Of the total stocks, 4.11 billion bushels were stored on farms, up 1% from 2022. Off-farm stocks, at 3.29 billion bushels, are down 10% from 2022. Soybeans stored in all positions on March 1st totaled 1.69 billion bushels, down 11% from March 1st of last year. Soybean stocks stored on farms are estimated at 750 million bushels, down slightly from 1 year ago. Off-farm stocks, at 936 million bushels, are down 21% from last March. Dealers' used combine inventories are recovering from record lows, according to the latest results of the Ag Equipment Intelligence Dealer Sentiment and Business Conditions Update. A net 3% of dealers reported used combine inventories as too high, the first too high reading since May 2021, in February, versus a net 16% reporting inventories too low in January. Used combine pricing declined notably in the latest results as well, coming in flat year-over-year for the first time since early 2021, versus a 4% year-over-year increase that was reported for January. Total used equipment inventories remained in the too low range, with a net 39% of dealers reporting them as such, compared to 52% reporting the same in January. Used high horsepower tractor inventories remained low as well, with 78% of dealers reporting them as too low in February. On March 31st, Bühler Industries, the manufacturer of the Versatile and Farm King lines of ag equipment, reported $179 million in 2022 revenue, down $58 million from $236 million in 2021. Bühler said the decreased sales for the period primarily resulted from an accounting change to a December year-end in 2021, which reported 15 months of sales. In its annual report, Vice President Maxim Lokhtianov stated that despite supply chain limitations and manpower shortages, the Farm King brand specifically saw a 2.1% year-over-year increase in sales. The company's 2022 investments totaled $3.1 million, including $2.3 million in purchases of property, plants, and equipment. This was 35% below the $4.8 million the company invested in 2021, which included $3.7 million in purchases of property, plants, and equipment. Bühler spent a total of $5.5 million on research and development in 2022, down 9% from just over $6 million spent in 2021. Bühler's total inventory came in at $130 million for 2022, up 5% from $124 million in 2021. Among that inventory, Bühler reported a 12% increase in raw materials to a value of $69 million. The company is projecting increased sales for 2023 and said it has a large backlog of sales and continues to have strong demand for agricultural machinery and equipment. Bühler added that increased sales will require additional inventories and receivables to support the sales growth. This week's data point is brought to you by the Dealership Mind Summit. From 1948 to 2019, the amount of farm labor used in the production of U.S. commodities fell 74% and land use declined 28%. At the same time, the use of intermediate inputs such as fertilizer, pesticides, and purchase service rose 126%. The use of capital inputs such as machinery and farm structures like chicken houses and greenhouses grew 79%. We welcome your feedback. You can send comments and story suggestions to bthorpe@lessonermedia.com. Until next time, thanks for joining us.